Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Well, the biggest entertainment headline over the weekend came Friday afternoon when Austin, Texas's massively famous and popular South by Southwest festival was called off out of coronavirus fears. The festival was scheduled to take place from March 13th to the 22nd, but Austin Mayor Steve Adler and Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart held a press conference Friday afternoon to announce that it would be canceled. Festival organizers said in a statement posted on Twitter, quote, "We are exploring options to reschedule the event and are working to provide a virtual South by Southwest online experience as soon as possible for 2020 participants, starting with South by Southwest EDU. For our registrants, clients, and participants, we will be in touch as soon as possible and will publish a frequently asked questions. We understand the gravity of the situation for all the creatives who utilize South by Southwest to accelerate their careers for the global businesses and for Austin and the hundreds of small businesses, venues, theaters, vendors, production companies, service industry staff, and other partners that rely so heavily on the increased business that South by Southwest attracts." The Illinois Supreme Court delivered some bad news to former Empire actor Jussie Smollett on Friday, but it was the news that we were all hoping for. The court refused to throw out a felony indictment charging him with falsely claiming to have been the victim of a hate crime last year. The Illinois High Court published a pair of terse notices stating that Smollett's motions to dismiss the case and disqualify its special prosecutor have been denied and provided no explanation. Not that they really had to. In February, Smollett pleaded not guilty to 6 counts that were filed in a grand jury indictment. Not sure when he'll be back in court, but it looks like, yes, he will have to face those charges. Most of us were delighted to learn late last week that Hatchet Book Group had decided to drop Woody Allen's autobiography following criticism from Allen's daughter, Dylan Farrow, and son, Ronan Farrow, and some company employees who walked out in protest. But at least one guy besides Mr. Allen himself isn't happy about it. Author and novelist Stephen King is rather displeased with the decision. King told his Twitter followers that he feels, quote, "very uneasy about the book group's decision to drop the project." On Friday, he tweeted, quote, "The Hatch decision to drop the Woody Allen book makes me very uneasy. It's not him. I don't give a heck about Mr. Allen. It's about who gets muzzled next that worries me." Well, I see your point. Nobody wants that filth from Woody Allen out. It's just gross. And Pixar managed to grab the number one spot at the box office over the weekend with its debut of Onward, but even at number one, it had one of the worst opening weekends ever for Pixar. It brought in a mere $40 million domestically. The only two Pixar flicks that had worse opening weekends were The Good Dinosaur, which brought in $39 million in its opening weekend, and A Bug's Life, which did $33 million. The rest of the box office looked like this. The Invisible Man slipped one spot to land in second with $15.1 million. The Way Back debuted in third place with $8.5 million. Sonic the Hedgehog slipped two spots from second to fourth with $8 million. And The Call of the Wild drops two places to land in fifth place with $7 million. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM. We'll be right back.